Hey, Mum.
Hi, Ken. I wanted to talk to you about the business.
Oh, right.
I want to retire soon, and I need someone to take over. I'd like to spend some more time with my grandchildren. And I want to learn the piano and have flying lessons.
Wow.
This business has been my life, and I'm proud of what I've achieved, but it's time for a change. I remember back when I started. I was doing 15 hours a day in a little office. I couldn't afford a car, so I had to walk to work, which took about an hour each way. I did 15-hour shifts, and then I had to walk home again. There wasn't even much money for food either. Just enough for a little sandwich or a bowl of soup for lunch.
Yes, you've told me before.
There weren't many opportunities for planning for the future, but we grew steadily month by month, and soon we had to take on more staff, some permanent and some temporary. And now we've got this huge office with over 4,000 employees.
Yes, it's amazing.
So anyway, I'll need someone to run the company, to motivate employees, ensure projects are completed on time and see that everything's on schedule. This person will also need to liaise with distributors and make sure all the orders are arriving on time. The hours will be long, but there will also be rewards in terms of job satisfaction, a more flexible timetable, a salary of around 500,000 euros, and the power to take decisions that will affect the whole company.
Sounds great.
I need someone with vision. Someone who can make decisions, make plans, devise strategies, overcome obstacles, and steer the ship, the company, in the right direction. Of course, I'll be with that person for the first 6 months. I've also written up a document, a sort of guide, that I'd like you to look over to see whether there's anything missing.
Of course, Mum.
So anyway, I was thinking of offering the position to Jessica Masters.
Jessica? But why?
She's got all the experience, and I know she'd love the chance to show us what she can do.
Oh, right.
You're all right with this, aren't you? I mean, I need your support here.
Yes, of course. I just thought that maybe you...
I know, you're worried about your mum. I'll be all right. Oh, no, you didn't think I was going to offer the position to you, did you?
Me? No, of course not. Jessica's perfect.
Oh, good. So anyway, I thought we could go out and celebrate. I've got a bottle of champagne here somewhere.
Okay, great. Excuse me, I just need to go to the bathroom.
All right. Now, where did I put the champagne? I think it was...
No! No!